the character we need to have as we go. But this is always a reminder this time in Colossians 3 verse 1. It says, then if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. In Matthew 6 verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. Now, how many in here are saved in this room? Let me see your hand. As being a saved individual, the Bible says that we need to focus our attention on things above. Right now, Rosalie has no more sickness, no more pain, no more suffering, no more digestional problems. Those things are done away with. And for that, I'm happy. The truth is that those who die in the Lord, it's really a graduation. It's a promotion. Now, we miss them because physically they're not here, but I'm not sad of where she's at. That she can dance before her King, meeting all the great patriarchs that she's read so much about. That heaven's more current than we really realize. The truth is that if you have any family members that have passed on and went there, how many knows Rosalie has a first front row review of your life? How many knows that's an awesome thing? Yeah, I just saw them a few months ago in church. They're doing well. That's a great thing. Heaven is real current. But the truth is, we need to start looking that way. The Bible says that set your affections on things above. We need to focus again on heaven is our home. It's a place where our Father dwells, and it's a place where He wants us. When we seek first the kingdom, we're starting to set priorities that are right. Because every time, listen to me, when life enters in, priorities can be shifted. But God always needs to be number one. I said the Lord always needs to be number one. No matter what you do, no matter what your seed source is, God needs to be number one. When Jesus talked about heaven, He talked about a real place. When I prepared a message on heaven, the Lord gave me a few glimpses of what the New Jerusalem looked like. And I'm here to say that it's so perfect. One of the things that the Lord shared with me in a vision, it was like as real as you're in this room, is that how perfectly straight everything was. How every precious stone fit in so well. How the glory would come in and it would reflect everywhere. It was the most beautiful sight I've ever saw in my lifetime. Jesus said in Luke 24 verse 50, and He led them as far as Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them. I love this. And it came to pass as He blessed them, He parted as He was carried up into heaven. Wouldn't that have been a great sight? That after church service, Jesus got done preaching, He lifts His hands and He's taken up from among them. How many be like, dude, that is flat awesome. Come on. How many be like, you'd be like, is He going to come back? What's going to happen there? That's why the angel said, why do you guys keep staring up? The same Jesus who came is going to come again. It's time to get on, move on with your life and share the good news. But notice that He's going to a real place. Jesus said, I'm going to go to prepare a place for you, and when I'm done, I'm coming again. I think about the handiwork of God. How many of us, this planet spins on nothing? How many of us, that's pretty awesome. The whole universe spins on nothing. He keeps it by His spoken word. It's still in operation. Can you imagine the handiwork of God for our own personal dwelling place when we get there? It's going to be so perfect for every single one of us. That it'll be like, oh Lord, how'd you know? Oh, You're the Lord. Every detail, everything that you didn't even know you liked will be there. The truth is that He has His handiwork set. When I look at Jesus, how many knows He's thorough in His work? Heaven is the place where He's at, and He will greet you. Can you imagine your faith becoming sight? For Pastor Rosalie, she breathed her last here, and she breathed her first there. The Bible says to be absent from the body, that when that spirit leaves, is present with the Lord. Can you imagine that? Now, I don't know this. I don't know if in our time it's like a slow ascent as we're leaving. I don't know. I don't know if it's like, it says in a twinkling we're changed. We understand that. But I don't know all the distance there. But I do know that when you breathe your last, you're the first one there. It's always a first when you get there. It isn't, oh, your number is six. No, you're the first when you get there. Because God treats you that way. And everyone is there. And my mother shared with me a revelation that her mom and her dad were tipped off that she was going to come soon. How many of us, that is real neat. She shared that with me on her deathbed. She said, you know what? They know I'm coming. She knew she was departing from this life. And I thought to myself, how many of us, the Lord would be so gracious like that? Your son or your daughter is going to come see you soon. How many was that anticipation? There's no sorrow there. There's no fear there. There's nothing that causes us to lust or to envy. All those things are done away. When it comes to Pastor Rosalie, she was a giver. There were times I had to say to her, please don't do this. Please don't do this. And she'd go, why? Because I see you gave way too much. Don't give. Now, I wasn't trying to rob her of a blessing, but how many knows we know what I'm talking about? She goes, well, okay, there's somebody else I can bless then. Amen. Go bless them. Because that was her heart. Her heart was a giver. Now, I want to give a little caution here. If we're selfish and self-centered in this life, then all of a sudden we breathe our last. How many of us, we went into eternity there, selfish and, oh, you're hearing the word. Sometimes we're like thinking that all of a sudden, boom, well, now I'm the most giving person on the planet. How many of us, that we need to start letting that characteristic work in us now and continue that there. When it comes to being gracious, she was always gracious. Though at times physically there was a challenge, she would say, hey, I'm hurting, but I'm here. When I look at heaven, heaven's beyond beautiful in description. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared that love him. I like this illustration, like a mole that has bored his whole life underground. Can you imagine how beautiful the surface of the world will be if he could see? But how many of us, it's just like that. We see darkly, we see in glimpses, but one day we're going to be like, dude, this is awesome. Transparent streets like as of gold. Come on. And can you imagine one day when your Savior walks up to you? And you see him in all his glory and splendor. John the Revelator says, I fell at his feet as though I were dead. And he lifted me up and says, don't be afraid. It's such an overwhelming presence. Listen, we're all headed there. We're all going to that place. We need to set our affections and realize that's our home. This is just a temporary dwelling here. We're ambassadors on this planet at best. Listen. Don't put your tent stakes down so great that you can't leave this earth. How many of us, we need to seek the things above. Now enjoy what you have, but we need to look beyond this place. Every time a saint passes on to glory, a piece of me is like, oh Lord, I'm going to miss them. I miss Pastor Rosalie. I do. But I know one day she'll be there. Can you imagine the crowd will be there to greet you? Won't that be neat? My mother says they know and they're aware. Can you imagine all of a sudden you get there and I believe Abraham will greet you. I really do. Since he's the father of many nations. Would that be neat to meet him? Hey, that's cool, man. Hey, you're Abraham. Wow, that's sweet. Can you imagine knowing, hey, there's King David over there. And all of a sudden they go, hey, there's Richard over there. They'll be just as impressed with your life as you live for the King. For Pastor Rosalie, she learned those things. She sowed into people's lives to make a difference, and we're all affected. Whether you had a personal relationship or not, this church has benefited from her life. When I look at heaven, I love this, that heaven's a place of service. In Revelation 7, verse 15, it says, they shall serve him. They shall be before the throne and serve him day and night at his temple. That's a good thing. I don't want to get to heaven and all of a sudden put my feet up and that's it. I got more to do than that. I got places to see. People to bless. How many of those, that's part of your life? Listen to me. If there's going to have a picnic, then bless God, what can I bring? How many be there? Amen? I believe personally that servanthood needs to be part of our life now. We need to demonstrate it there. We need to start saying, Lord, I want to be like I'm going to be there now here. Teach me. Teach me your ways. When I look at heaven, we'll receive, listen to me, another understanding, another level. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, now we see through glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I'm known in part, but then I'll be known. I have a personal goal in heaven to learn everybody's name. I don't know how many billions are there. but I'm going to have an eternity to learn everybody's name. Say amen. I'm going to have that kind of brain. Oh, somebody needs to say amen. I'm not going to be a dumbo when I get there. I don't want to keep going, you know what, I met you before, but oh, tell me your name again. No, I'm going to learn their name. I'm going to learn their name. But our understanding will be so great. But here's another part. I'll be known as I'm known. Let me ask you, how are you known now? What is your testimony now? What is your legacy that you laid out now? If there's some areas you need to adjust, it's not too late. God can do a quick and a thorough work. All of us need to start focusing. Say, Lord, I want to be this way. I want to be just like you. Can I share a personal testimony here for my own self? The other day I was praying, Lord, I saw some great people in Scripture. I saw the strength of this person, the strength of this person, and the strength. Lord, I want to have the heart like David, and the strength like this, and the wisdom like this. And I went through all these names of people, and then I thought to myself, you know what? All those are men and women. They're good ones. But they're all, I want to be like Jesus. Because He's everything that they are. And in my prayer time, I want to be like Jesus. I can say that was the heart of Pastor Rosalie. She wanted to be like Jesus. A place to serve. I can see her now in heaven say, Lord, is there another outfit I can get you? No, that one's perfect, I know. But I can see her having that type of heart. Heaven's a place of endless joy. I love this. Revelation 21 verse 4. And God shall wipe away some of your tears. How many tears? God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, for the former things are passed away. That is a good thing. You ever wake up with an owie? You know. I'm tired of sorrow, aren't you? I'm tired of this and this and this and this. Even when I look at this country, pray for our nation. More than ever, pray for our nation. But the joy. Can you imagine being so happy that if you didn't have a glorified body, you'd just blow up? You'd be so happy, I'm just going to blow up. That's how much joy there is. That's a great place to go, isn't it? Then, Lord, I want to walk in that now. In the fullness of what I can, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Lord, let me walk in that now. Not just when I get there in the sweet by and by, but how about now? Let me have endless joy now on this journey as I get greater in joy. Christians should be happy. What do you got to be sad about? Tell me. You got an eternity with God. You got the Holy Ghost in you. You got the Word of God. You got the people of God. You got the church of God. You got everything you need. There's no reason to be a sad sack. So you know what? I'm going to shake all that off. Sometimes you even got to speak to you and say, you know what? Soul, why are you quieting within me? Hope in God. Yeah. Amen? Sometimes you got to just stir yourself up. Say, you know what? I know they're coming against me. I know they've spoken all evil, but I'm not going to let it affect my day today. Somebody's preaching today. I mean, that's reality. It works. Sometimes talk to you. We've run ourselves down. I'm not going to make it. I'm miserable, worthless. Oh, come on. I love this. Jesus said in John 15, verse 11, these things I've spoken unto you that you might have joy, that it might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. I spoke to you that it's like this. Here's a transference of my joy into your life. Man, I want that. As I'm filled with His Spirit, I want to walk. How do you want to have that type of joy? That type of strength. When Jesus came in, He was filled with joy. That's why when they ran Him down, He could look at that and say, you know what? That is not affecting me. I hear what you're saying, but it's not affecting me because the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's a lie you've spoken that anyways, but I'm not going to even entertain that. It's the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now, if I could take all of us and you were just translated from here, 5 minutes there, boom, the whole church went, whoo, and then we opened our eyes and we looked around, and for the next 5 minutes, we all just did this, wow, wow, man, you see that? Wow, we see that, we see that. Wow, you see that, we see that. And boom, he brought you back. I mean, I think the service would be a little different. Then we need to walk in with that type of heart. Because that's reality. Sometimes we trust in this so much, but that spiritual dimension is more real than this dimension here. The other day I was praying for healing for individuals. And the Lord just reminded me, keep it in the power and the promises of God. When you speak in the Spirit, bathe it in this area, because that's a reality the world and the church need to operate in. How did you get saved? You simply asked Him, didn't you? And something happened inside. When I look at this place of endless joy, you know what? He may come this year. He may come during this service. Don't we need to get back to Maranatha until the Lord comes? Come on, when in the 70s and early 80s, we used to speak that every service. If I don't see you here, I'll see you in the air. Till the Lord comes again. It was like it was on our lips. We were like anticipating His return. But since there's been a what we call a delay, we kind of get like, well, I've heard that before, or I'm not really looking. No, we need to keep that fresh in our heart. That could be your tomorrow. Come on. To be absent from here is to be present. Lord, I'm ready to go no matter what time. Day, I want to live a long life like all of you, but Lord, I'm going to serve you. Amen? Come on, is this good? And I'll close with this. Heaven's a place of safety and security. There's no fear. There's stability. And you know what? You'll have a permanent home without a mortgage. No taxes. An angel isn't going to come around and say, rent's due. Well, Lord, I don't have it this week. Well, sit over there in the dunghill. There you go. That's worthy of crying. Amen. How many of us, that's not a reality? Jesus said this, hey, I own the planet, but I pay taxes just to, so I don't offend them. But I own it all. How many of us, we as His kids are free? Isn't that awesome? When I look at that, we have such security, such hope, such joy. For her, her graduation is complete. And the other day, I was really musing on that. I like to call 2017, the class of 2017 have went up. Next year would be the class of 2018 have went up. It's the ultimate graduation. And we need to keep that burning in our hearts. I want us all to begin to look, hey, this life is temporary, but that's eternal. We look on the temporary, which is seen, but the unseen. Lord, let me focus there. How many here have some areas that you know the Lord needs to adjust in your character? Just lift it up. Paint's still wet in my life. I haven't arrived yet either. Anyone else seen? There's some areas, Lord, I want you to adjust that there. Secondly, how many have some areas that you need to focus a little more on that eternal side? You need to kind of keep it in the forefront. Anybody else? I'm there too. Third thing, area, you need to realize that we can walk in the promises now, the joy, the strength now. How many are going to walk more in that fullness? Just keep your hand up. Father, we dedicate ourselves to You. We thank You for Pastor Rosalie and her life. And Lord, a good reminder that heaven is real. That Your provisions are real. We thank You that, Lord God, we've had her for the time we did. And Lord, reward her accordingly. Father, if there's an area to give a glimpse of this, Lord, the people here, God, grant it. And then most of all, Jesus, help us to be prepared for the next life, which is far greater than this. Now, Father, bless Your people as they go. Lord, keep each one strong and bring us back in that appointed day. In Jesus' name, amen.